Welcome to the Leadership Forum.
We call this the Leadership Forum,
where we discuss leaders and followers.
It's not a political trick.
This episode is a repeat of the live session that happens on Monday's mid-morning show with Omboy Mboro. The Leadership Forum.
Leadership Forum, only on Hope FM.
Listen and live.
Yes.
But do you want to pick it up, Bishop, now from there?
So we were talking about the dignity of leadership. We talked several things, and I think we stopped at the point of where we are saying that bad manners, rudeness, impoliteness, and all those kinds of things are signs of a dying culture. You know, a society that is on the decline will exhibit those kinds of things. On the other side also, when people embrace these kinds of behavior, it leads to eventual death of a culture. And when we talk about the death of a culture, is that when people get to where they have no respect for anything or for anyone, when people get to a place where we are rude to one another, where we get to a place where there's lack of politeness, manners, and so on, we may be existing, but we cannot associate with the rest of the world, with the rest of society, because that kind of thing does not attract people to associate themselves with you. It repels. And so what then happens is that unless you change, you become a society that no one wants to associate with. And that can only lead to death. If we take a current example that you asked about Ukraine, mm-hmm. the actions of Putin in invading Ukraine, what that has done is that people are moving away. These sanctions, we can't do business with Russia. Mm-hmm. We will not associate with Russia. That isolates you, because the world is interconnected. Europe says that about 70% of their gas comes from Russia. And now they are working that by 2027, which is in about 5 years, 5 years' time, they want to ensure that that is not the case. They want to reduce that dependence and on many other things, which means that the economic income that was coming to Russia through that sale of gas is going to disappear. And I remember in the late mid-70s, early to mid-70s, when Idi Amin took over in Uganda, and he was bad-mannered, literally bad-mannered.
Yes.
Killing his people, doing all kinds of things. And one time, because we were almost, I think that by that time we were almost 80 to 90% dependent on power from Uganda.
Oh.
Yes.
Kenya.
We were, because you remember we were East Africa community.
Okay.
At that time, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, we were like one country. So most of the things were one, really. Our airlines, our railways, even exams. I mean, the exam that I did was called East Africa Certificate of Education.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Yes, yeah, then you must be a very young girl.
That feels nice. Repeat that.
We did CPE.
And then
Certificate of Primary Education. Then we did East Africa Certificate of Education, which was done across the three countries.
Oh, okay.
And then we did East Africa Advanced Certificate of Education, the A level, EACE. And then the universities were also one. So there were some courses that were only available in Dar es Salaam, and others were only available in Nairobi, and the others in Makerere, because it was one university.
Wow.
East Africa University, until 1977, when the East Africa community collapsed. So we had the East Africa Railways, we had the East Africa Airways, we had the all these things. But now these bad manners cost us.
the leader with bad manners showed up.
Yes, so when in the midst of that, when Idi Amin, in his bad manners, I would say, he threatened that he was going to switch off power from Kenya, you know. And it caused us to wake up that we can't afford to be this dependent on power from Uganda when we have such a ruler in place. And that's how Kenya started investing in generation of power locally.
Wow.
Yeah. So the geothermal and so on was started. I don't know at what point where we are right now, but I have heard like we have about 20 or less percent dependent on power from Uganda. So now imagine the amount of money we would be channeling to Uganda for the power if Amin had not been, had not misbehaved. We wouldn't even have thought of generating our own electricity.
And they would be getting a lot of money.
And they would be getting a lot of money from us. You know, all the money that goes to KenGen would be going to Kampala, and it would develop their economy. But because of their rudeness and impoliteness of the leader, not the Ugandans in particular, Ugandans are very polite people.
Very
polite people, very nice people. But they got themselves a leader who was bullying everybody in the region. That led to the death of Uganda. Uganda used to be known as the Pearl of Africa.
Yes.
I don't know whether you heard about it.
I did hear that.
You did hear that?
Yes.
It was a Pearl of Africa in the sense that Uganda has very good soil. It's just a special country. So in spite of the many things that were happening there, Uganda still had food to eat. The Ugandans had food to eat. Thank God for their soil. They say that you drop a seed in Uganda anywhere and it grows.
Uh-huh.
It germinates, you know. So the Pearl of Africa literally died. It got to a place where nothing was working in Uganda. I remember in 86 or 84, just that recently, I went to Uganda. Nothing was working. They had no power, even though they generate power in Jinja. They had no power, no electricity, no schools, no nothing. So Museveni did a lot of work to revamp and revive Uganda. He was actually like Kagame, really getting Uganda from zero. And it was all because of bad manners in leadership. So when we talk about a dying culture, that is what can happen. When we embrace rudeness and bad manners and impoliteness and bad talk and language and everything like that, it can kill a society. It can get us to zero. And so the things that we are seeing happening in our nation at the time need radical transformation. You look at our roads, our kind of behavior on the roads, the borders, we just saw what happened. You know, bad manners, impoliteness, rudeness. How do you go into a person's car and strip them naked? It's bad.
It's bad.
So if you allow those kinds of things to continue, who will want to come and invest in this country? Who will want to come and live in this place? You simply die as a nation, as a culture. So Robert Heinlein says, rudeness is a precursor to a dying culture. Because it is, research has shown that small acts of rudeness can quickly escalate to increasingly harmful events. And that will cause a culture to die.
Increasingly harmful events.
Yes.
They start small.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something that has disturbed me?
Yes.
As I take walks, I like taking walks around where I live. It is a seeming culture of breaking bottles on the road.
Breaking bottles?
Bottles broken here, broken there. Just someone needs to dispose of a bottle and they break it into pieces.
In the middle of the road?
Yes.
I haven't seen that one. A similar one that troubles me is the throwing of bottles, plastic bottles,
yes,
on the road. That is bad manners, really. It's bad manners. And I was talking to our leaders the other day, and I was saying, how can a person have a 27 million car? And then they open their window and throw out a water bottle into the environment, plastic water bottle. Throw out the chips and things that they were eating onto the road, littering the road. It means that this person, their money has got them to the place where they have can afford the car.
Mm-hmm.
But their minds have been left down.
Left behind.
Behind.
Okay.
So their mind, their thinking has not risen to the level of their money. Because if you can afford a 20 million, 27 million, 30 million car, surely your mind should also be thinking at that level. That is saying that if I litter the environment, it's going to affect my future well-being. But because your thinking has not got you there, perhaps you got this money in a very simple, free way. So your mind is still down on earth where you spit on the ground, you throw things around, and you pee by the roadside. Yes. That's where your mind has been left.
Things that don't happen in Uganda.
Things that don't happen in Uganda. Well, I don't know.
it's because of. I found that very interesting, Bishop. I was helping Sitam Valley Road safari
training.
Yes, and we were talking about culture. So this time, when you pause and you ask the congregation to discuss a certain thing, and
yes, yes.
And Ugandan said,
yeah,
we do not susu on the road. And he said he finds that shocking.
Yes.
Every time in Kenya. He lives here. He finds that very shocking.
Yeah.
It's a strange
bad manners.
Yes.
So you have this 30 million car, and then you park it by the roadside and susu.
And you feel nothing.
And you feel nothing, you know. Then you get back into your car and move on.
And you are saying that this Robert guy says that it progresses from those small things.
And it
increases
to the place where it can kill a culture. Yes.
And when a culture is dead, it looks like what? It looks like Nazi German?
It looks like judges.
It looks like judges. Anarchy.
It is anarchy where the Bible says that in those days Israel had no king.
Okay.
Everybody did as they pleased.
All right.
That's what it looks like. It looks like you can do anything, you can say anything, you can, you know, you don't care about your neighbor. You don't care about what happens to the other person. And we see it on the roads. You know, people jump the road, drive on off the road. They are not thinking that you too could be in the same hurry.
Yeah.
Why do you think that I, who was ahead of you, is not in a similar hurry that you are in? So that you can pass me and go in front of the road. It is that lack of consideration of other people.
You can get your voice heard, either WhatsApp, SMS, or all the social media handles that belong to Hope Media. I'm Omboy Mboro, and with us, Bishop David Oginde for the Leadership Forum. Let's go back to matters that we were talking about on leadership. And somebody says, a few weeks ago, Bishop Emeritus was burdened on returning from Rwanda that their border system was very orderly, and yet ours in Kenya was chaotic. Now, this Sam writes, thankfully, registration of border in Kenya starts today. We are happy, aren't we, Bishop?
I think it's a first step to happiness.
You want to see more?
You know, Wamboi, the reason I say that,
yes,
and I don't want to belittle the efforts that the government is making, is that we have done these things so many times. Culture transformation is the most difficult leadership activity. Culture transformation, whether it is in organizations, in a family, wherever, is the most difficult. Because people tend to go back. Think of Peter, walked with Jesus for 3 years. And Jesus talked with everybody and loved everybody and did everything. But Peter's cultural, what can I call it, worldview did not change.
After intense coaching.
3 years with Jesus himself.
Yes.
Not with Catalyst, with Jesus himself.
I hear you.
You hear me?
Yes.
So when now Peter is left to act on his own and interact with people and reach to people, present to them the gospel, Peter has a lot of difficulties with working with the Gentiles. Because somehow in his mind, he's still thinking, these are the dogs. These are not real people. We are the Jews. So when he is with the Gentiles alone, he's quite happy with them. You know, we are all God's people. You know,
we are
all the brethren. Yes. We are one fellowship. We are one church. But when he is with the Jews, then he turns around. So it took Paul to rebuke him and tell him, no, you can't act like this and you're a leader. So what is happening there is the cultural transformation of Peter was requiring more work. The cultures that we have developed for ourselves, which are bad cultures, talk about the border, is not registration that will change it.
Mm-mm.
It requires a consistent enforcement of discipline.
I hear you.
A simple thing like obeying traffic rules. Simple thing like that. That our borders can ride on the right side of the road, will take the right corners, will stop at traffic lights, will give way when necessary. That is a cultural transformation. It will not come in one day.
Okay.
It requires enforcement over a period of time until that culture is
changed.
So that when the police officer moves out of sight, they can still do it.
Because the culture has changed.
We have tried it with matatus. Michuki helped us to obey traffic lights, to obey traffic rules, to carry the right number of people, to tie seat belts, which are for our good, by the way. They were not tying them for Michuki.
No.
It is for our good that if there's an accident, at least you're not as badly injured. But we see them as things that we put on when police appear, you know? It means we have our culture has not been transformed, has not been changed. And immediately Michuki left and Makwere came.
It's gone.
It's gone. You look at a traffic junction where there's a police officer. And the border borders are going, whee, whee, whee. And the police officer is doing absolutely nothing. Nothing. Which means it is okay. Go ahead. And they are hitting people, they are hitting vehicles, they are doing what? Registration alone will not help. That's why I was saying it's a good beginning.
Okay.
But it needs to be enforced. And it needs to be enforced not just for the border borders, but for matatus, and now even for private vehicles.
Yes. Because
yes. We are all the same. We have taken the matatu culture. All the same. We all drive off
the
road.
So why do we seem to admire the wrong thing?
By the way, we don't admire.
What do we do? Why do we turn into matatus?
We are selfish.
In culture.
We are selfish in culture. And what the ordinary human nature says is that if I am stopping at the traffic light and waiting for the lights to turn green so that I can go, but there are people who are just going and nothing is happening.
And others are hooting behind.
And others are hooting behind you.
Asking me what is it?
You have to be a highly principled person to stay there. You have to be a highly principled person to stay there and wait for your green light to come. You will be tempted. That's what happens. It's not that we like it. That's why when Michuki brought these rules back in 2002-03, people were willing to walk in order for matatus to be tamed. It means we appreciate order.
Yeah, all said and done.
All said and done, we appreciate order, we appreciate excellence, we appreciate good things. But when we see that I am the only one who is keeping the rules, I am the only one who is disciplined, I'm the only one, you know, then you go for it. Most people, that's what they will do. So it takes personal discipline and principle. But it is very hard to swim against the current as an individual.
I hear you.
But if government can help us to tow the narrow path, I tell you, we can be organized. We have seen, I lived in the U.S. for a while. Even in the middle of the night, you come to what they call a four-way. You have to stop. There is no traffic light. But you have to stop. And stop doesn't mean hesitate.
Is anyone watching?
Yeah. You stop completely, then you move. It is just the rule. It can be 3 a.m. in the morning. You stop when you come to a junction. When you see the sign says stop, it means
stop.
Stop. If they want you to hesitate a bit, they put yield. Yield means you come slowly, check whether the road is clear and move on. But stop means literally, kanyaga brakes.
Stop.
Stop for a few seconds, check the way, if there's no vehicle, move. That's what we did. That's what we did. Whether there's a police officer or no police officer, that's what we did. It's a culture. And I remember when I came back here, a few times I was hit. You know, I remember one time in Buruburu. We were living in Buruburu at that time.
Trying to do things like American.
Like the culture that had already been in my system. So I come to the junction and I stop. And people don't expect you to stop. So they come and poof, they hit you. So I was hit a few times. And then I discovered, hey, yeah, we don't stop, we yield.
Wow.
You yield and check if there is no vehicle, you go. And some people, they don't even yield. You just go, you know?
Yeah.
So it requires discipline. And that discipline doesn't come slowly. And that's what we were actually talking about, the bad manners and culture. It requires transformation. Transformation. It requires bold leaders.
All right.
You see the language, sad to say, the language that is already, because of campaigns and elections, that is already out there is saying border borders should be left to do what they please. You know, we have heard it from key leaders who are saying, why are we troubling border borders? These are people who are aching, they are living, and so on and so forth. My friend, you are the top leader, or you are seeking a top office in this country, and you are saying it is okay to break laws. That is not leadership. Even if you're on the campaign trail and border people are among the people whose votes you are looking for, you should still say, in the Kenya that I am going to be building, I would like us to be good-mannered people. I would like us to be disciplined people. So I'm calling on my friends in the border industry. Let's toe the line. That is what it means to be a good Kenyan. I wish I could hear that on the campaign trail.
Mm.
But you're saying, why are you traveling these people? You know, I just say, what leadership is this? What kind of country do you want to build?
Okay.
As you can see, it troubles my heart and mind.
Oh, it does. Yes, it does. And Odhiambo is in Parklands and he's saying another notable bad manners across this city especially is every electricity pole in the city has a minimum of 3 to 4 posters belonging to some witch doctor in court. If I may call this.
Mganga Kutoka, Tanzania.
Uh-huh. It paints our city and our country at large in a bad picture. It must be true that they have wateja or customers, and that's why the posters are ever fresh. It wears out, and a replacement is done like immediately. What do you think, Bishop?
I don't know what is the main concern of our brother. Whether it is the witch doctor thing,
it's
or whether it is the poster
who,
thing.
No.
Because there are those two concerns.
Poster. It is not the poster. It is what is being advertised.
Yes.
Yes. And yes. That it seems to have wateja.
Yes, it does have wateja.
Uh-huh.
You know, let me look at it from a spiritual perspective. I have said, I don't know whether I've said it on this forum, there is no such a thing as atheism. It exists in the minds of philosophers, but not in real sense. Everybody worships something.
Yes.
Everybody.
True.
Yes. So if you leave the worship of the true God, you will go for another God. So the watejas are people who have abandoned the worship of God.
Yes.
Or they think, I'm not religious, I don't believe on those things of Jesus Christ and so on. But these same people, something within them says, I need a supernatural power to be able to do the things I want to do. For my business to prosper, for me to get elected, for me to do this, for my mother to get healed, you know? Something tells them they need a superpower, a extraordinary power that is not available in medicine and this and those things, business strategies. And so they go to the Mganga, who promises them heaven, but delivers them hell. So that is why, as people draw away more and more from God, they will be drawn more and more to these things. Read the Bible. Every time Israel left the worship of Jehovah God, they had hundreds of gods with them. Idols of all kinds. You know? The ones you carry in your pocket, the one you put under your pillow, the ones you build a shelter for in the compound and so on, they had them. The Asherah poles, the Baals, and so on. But they have abandoned the true God who delivered them out of Egypt, who parted the Red Sea and the Jordan. I mean, this God has demonstrated that I can do things for you. But they want now these two little gods. Isaiah puts it very graphically. You go into the forest, you cut a tree, you trim it for firewood,
then the other one
you chonka vizuri and then you put it in front of you and you begin to bowing and say, you are my God. What foolishness is this?
I like you. Let me finish for you, Bishop. Because Isaiah says that one ought to say, is this thing in my hand not a lie?
Seriously.
Seriously, yes.
Why would a person leave the living God who has been, who has proved himself to be omnipotent, to be almighty, to be able to do all that we ask and more? And then you go and to Kambani and get a kamuchi.
The thing is a lie.
It is a lie.
In one hand, yes.
So, but there are people who have turned that lie into business. Because you're so foolish as to believe that lie, then I'll put a poster on the street and say, come and I'll show you something that works. And people go. Especially in this time of elections, these professors and these doctors and these, you know, engineers and people who have gone through university and got university education, people who can reason well, go into a grass-thatched house and see this person who had never gone to school. And they say, now please help me win this election. And then you are given some concussions and things. And you go. It is laughable. This thing is a lie. But because you have not believed in the God of heaven, who I can tell you in the over 40 years that I have walked with him has proved to be true in every sense of the word.
Yes.
If you don't believe that God, you will end up with a stone, with a snake, with the head of a chicken, with the feet of a lizard, and all those strange things that you'll be given at the witch doctor's place. Then you begin to believe them, that they will help you
believing
for your business to thrive.
Oh,
it's a lie.
It's a lie.
A bad lie.
Oh, all right. And thank you.
Thank you
so very much, Bishop,
for
being with us today. And it's every alternate Mondays here at Hope FM. We call this the Leadership Forum. And I want to thank you for your comments, for your questions. We didn't get to all of them, but I want to thank you for being part of the Leadership Forum today. My name is Wamboi Mburu. Have a blessed week ahead.
Join us next week, same time, for another episode of the Leadership Forum.